This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وقدوتنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everybody. Welcome to beginning classical Arabic. We're moving right along. Our lessons are in the 60s. Alhamdulillah. And we're going to just do a very, very, very brief recap of some key points, just because they dropped some really nice tables on us in the previous few lessons. So here we have, for example, al-dhamair, and al-dhamair is the plural of al-dhamir. Dhamir literally means something that's hidden, but in Arabic grammar it means pronoun. Okay, so we have al-dhamair al-munfasila. The way that we divide pronouns in English and in Arabic are different. Okay, so in English, we divide pronouns into three things. We divide them into subject pronouns and object pronouns and possessive pronouns. And this is the one place in the English, modern English language, that these grammatical cases pop up, right? Or they remain. Right, we have he went to the store. I talked to him. Right, he and him are different because he is a subject pronoun and him is an object pronoun. That book is his. Right, his book. This is a possessive pronoun, and so each has its distinct forms. And we use that frame to think about pronouns in Arabic because it is useful to think about. What does it look like to have a subject pronoun, ana, anta, right, versus an object pronoun, right, kalamtuka, right, inna anzalna, or a'tainaka al-kawthar, etc., etc. But that's not the way that Arabic grammarians differentiate between pronouns. They have kind of an easier way, or maybe just a different way of looking at them. They categorize them into two categories, munfasila and muttasila. Okay, munfasila means separated, detached pronouns. And then the opposite is muttasila. That's a sad in there, tamarbuta, and this means connected. And that's simply to say that we're talking about, is this pronoun its own separate word, or is this something that is attached to another word? Now, why they don't divide pronouns into the way that we do in the English language is because, recall that the forms of the object pronouns and the possessive pronouns are the same in Arabic. Let's give an example. If I want to say your book, I would say musarrat. What would we say? Yes, kitabuka. Right? And I couldn't hear your audio very well, but I'm pretty sure you said kitabuka. Okay, so what's the essential part of the word here is kitab. And then what's the possessive pronoun? Oh, here it is, the kaf, your book. Right?
Kitabuka or kitabuki.
Yes, depending on if it's masculine or feminine. If we wanted to pick a verb, I wrote to you, or like the, you know, old way they used to say it in English, like write me, or I wrote you, right? We could say like ketebtuka. Call our conjugations here. We ketabtu, meaning I wrote. Ketabtu ka. Okay. So this is exactly the same thing in the sense that the pronoun here is the same.
looking at it from the lens of English grammar, we would say, oh, these two things serve completely different functions. And it's true. This one is a possessive pronoun. It's attached to a noun. This one is an object pronoun. It's attached to a verb. Arabic grammatical categories don't care. They're like, look, that thing is attached to that word right there. So that makes it muttasila. That makes it muttasila. Al-damir al-muttasila. That makes it an attached pronoun. And the same thing with all the other for his, right? Kitabuhu, right? Kitabtuhu. Or if we wanted to say to her, kitabuha, kitabtuha, etc., etc. All the pronouns are the same. So in Arabic grammar, we say they are muttasila. They are attached. As opposed to these right here, al-damir al-munfasila, which from the English lens are the subject pronouns. Huwa, hiya. Right? They're independent words. They stand alone on their own. And this is a really nice, you know, what's this? This is page 92. This is a fantastic chart because it breaks it down into such nice pairs. Here on the right, we have lil mufrad, that means singular, right? And then we have lil jam'i, that means plural. And then it goes by person. So we have right here the third person. We have the second person, and then finally we have the first person. All the detached subject pronouns. Huwa talibun, and then you get to see how it changes the khabar after it. Hum tulabun, or hum tulabun. Hiya talibatun. Hunna, remember that's our exclusive female group. Talibatun. That's the third person, done. Anta talibun, anti talibatun. Easy enough. Antum tulabun, antunna. That's our second person, exclusively feminine group. Talibatun. And then finally, ana talibun, ana talibatun. The pronouns here stay the same. Nahnu tulabun, nahnu talibatun. And the pronouns stay the same. So this is a super, super, super helpful chart. And I'm a big chart guy. I love charts and diagrams. I was just showing my son. I came across one of the kind of charts I had made. I basically, like, when it was time for final exams in Medina, I would try to summarize, like, the entire class in, like, one chart. And then we have the same thing here. And then the next chart that we have, it shows us the demonstrative pronouns, okay? Al-asma ul-ishara, okay? We call these in English demonstrative pronouns. They're not really considered pronouns in Arabic. They're called demonstrative nouns. But in English, we think of them, for the English grammar nerds out there, we think of them as demonstrative pronouns. And we have different ways of categorizing them, whether they are singular or plural, whether they are masculine or feminine, whether they are close or far away, and finally, whether they are, these are all aql, whether they are intelligent beings, or I don't know what we say, humans, let's just say humans, or not humans, okay? So both of these are for human beings. This one is for close by, and this one is for far away. Over here, I'm going to move this out of the way. Let's see. This is for, I'll put masculine. This is for feminine. This is for singular. This is for plural. Same thing. Masculine and feminine goes all the way across. This is for singular, and this is for plural. So we have hada, one of them, masculine, talibun. Hadihi, one of them, feminine, talibatun. Haulai, tulabun, plural masculine or mixed. Haulai, plural feminine or mixed. Easy. The demonstrative pronouns don't recognize gender in the plural. Haulai, talibatun. And the same thing, etc., etc. Dalika, tilka, ulaika, ulaika. Okay. Any questions with any of that? This particular chart is on page 96. Two very, very, very useful charts to help us keep track of all this stuff. Any questions up until this point? And for those of you who missed the previous two lessons, they are coming. We have someone, a sister, who volunteers to edit them and then put them on YouTube. And they have not been completed yet, but in a couple of days, inshallah, they'll be done.
Sorry, which one did you say is not impacted on which one is not impacted?
The demonstrative pronouns are not impacted by gender in the plural.
In the plural, okay.
Yes. So ha'ulai, ha'ulai. There's no feminine or masculine form. Ulaika, ulaika. There's no masculine or feminine form. They're the same. However, in the singular, now we have a difference between gender. Dalika, tilka, hada, hadihi. The next chart, same page, 96, goes over the demonstrative pronouns for non-human beings. And this was one of the big things of, I think, last class, right? And the big giveaway, the spoiler alert, is that for plural non-human beings, we use singular feminine linguistic forms. Oh my goodness, what on earth does that mean? It just means that you're going to use the singular feminine form to talk about plural objects in Arabic. Yes. If that's strange to you, it was strange to me too. Are you allowed to use plural demonstrative pronouns? No, you're not. So this is a must do. We have hadha baytun, hadhihi buyutun. If this were a person, this would be for singular feminine. Here, it's not a person, and so it's for plural, and there's no gender. The thing that comes that's consistent between these two charts is that there's no plural, excuse me, there's no gender in the plural. Hadihi, hadihi, tilka, tilka. Hadihi, sayyaratun, hadihi, sayyaratun. Yes, the only way that you can tell that one is singular and one is plural is by the actual noun itself. Dhalika baytun, we're talking about far away. Tilka sayyaratun. Tilka buyutun. Tilka sayyaratun. Whew. All right, any questions about these? It will be new for those of you who missed the last class, but it's not too crazy. It's a similar thing. It's just a little bit of a wrinkle that we have in Arabic. Any questions? So if I'm talking about books or pens or this or that, anything that's a non-human object, we're going to use, if there's a group of them, we're going to use singular feminine pronouns. Hiya. We're going to use ha. We're going to use hadihi and tilka. Good. And that brings us to a new lesson. Ad-darsu sabi'a ashara. The 17th lesson. Let's have our both Sayyids with us tonight. Oh no, we don't have a conversation actually. It's just one, two, it's just enumerated. So let's just go. That'll be even better. Everybody will get a chance. Let's go with Dr. Mustin. Could you please do number one for us?
Well, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Okay. Abwabul Masjidi. Maftuhatun.
Good. Maftuhatun. Excellent. Translate that for us. What would that mean?
Masjid's door is open.
Yes. Very good. With the only wrinkle that abwab is the plural of bab. And so we have the doors.
Doors, yes.
The
yes.
Doors of the masjid are open. Okay. And the point that they want you to get here, they're going to still be teaching the same lesson as last lesson, except now instead of just looking at the pronouns, we're going to be looking at the consequences of these words having singular feminine forms. So So this is a jumla ismiya. We have a mubtada khabar. Okay, here's the mubtada, right? It's marfu' with the dhamma. This is mudaf ilay. Possessive construction, abwabul masjidi. What are we saying about them? What's the khabar? Maftuhatun. Maftuhatun is an adjective that is in the singular feminine, right? If we would say as-sayaratu maftuhatun, it would be the car is open, singular feminine. Here we have a plural subject. However, because this plural is a non-human being, then we use the singular feminine form to talk about it. Is everybody on board with me? Does that make sense? So if it were singular, it would be babul masjidi maftuhun. Just like that. Maftuhun. But since it's plural, it is abwabul masjidi maftuhatun. That little extra tamarbuta there makes it a singular feminine form. And the meaning is that this is a group of non-human things. Yeah. Okay, is Dr. Syra there?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with number 2.
All right. Liman had the hill Baywatul Jadid. Tatu?
Good, excellent.
Rusharikati.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. You want to take a stab at the meaning? At translating it? You're allowed to work as a pair. You work as a couple.
Who's this new car? Who is this new car? Buyut means cars.
What's the, okay, so buyut, I'll give you a hint. Buyut is plural. So what's the singular of buyut?
Oh, buyut.
Yeah, that I don't know.
It's not car.
Who is this?
Buyut, I don't know.
I don't know that one.
It's bait. Bait is the singular and buyut is the plural. Okay, so I spotted you the noun. So if that is, bait is house, okay? So if these are houses, now take a crack at it.
Whose are this new house?
Yeah, whose
are these new houses,
I guess. Right, and we can, you know, probably translate it a few different ways. The idea is whose new houses are these, or whose are these new houses, however you want to phrase it. Good. And then the really interesting part here is the answer. Hiya li mudiri sharikati. Right? Literally in English, they belong to the mudir of the sharika. Sharika is a corporation. I'm not sure if we've had that word before.
Okay.
Or corporation or company. Literally from shirk, right? You guys know shirk. Sheen, ra, ka is to join partners, right? And so not all shirk, I mean, all shirk in religion is bad, of course, right? But the shirk in trade is like sharika. It has to do with like a partnership or a corporation or, you know, company. Okay, let's go to the beginning of the sentence. Let's break it down. Okay, we have al-buyutu. All right, we noticed that that is the plural of bait. So now remember what we're learning here. We're learning about groups of non-human objects. Okay. The first thing we notice is that they gave us havihi instead of hadha. If it had been singular, bait, limen, it would be limen hadhal bait, right? Because it would be singular. And bait happens to be masculine. However, here we're working with a plural object, a plural noun that is not a human being. And so now we're going to use the singular feminine form. Instead of hadha, we're using havihi, limen, havihil buyutu. And we see the consequences of that play out in al-jadidatun, or excuse me, al-jadidatu. We want to say that they're new houses. How are we going to express that they're new houses? If it had been singular, هَذَا الْبَيْتُ الْجَدِيدُ, right? Masculine, singular. If it had been a person, let's say if it was رَجُلُ, or I'm sorry, if it had been a person and it had been plural, then we would have to pluralize the adjective. It would be الرجال الجدد. Remember, that's the plural of جديد. But we're dealing with non-human plurals here. Yes. So we can't say الجديد and we can't say الجدد. We have to say الجديدات. We stick a ta marbuta on the end. It becomes feminine, singular in form. However, it's referring to a non-human plural group. Yes. We see it pop up in the answer as well. What subject pronoun, what detached pronoun are we going to use to refer to this non-human group? We're going to use hiya, not hum. If they had been rijal, then we would have used hum, they. But since it is a group of non-human objects, we would say hiya. And if we're translating it into English, we're still going to say they, right? They belong to the mudir sharika, is like the, almost like the CEO, right? The director, well, that's better. The director of the company. Everybody understand that concept? That's the main thing that we're trying to learn here. Non-human groups, feminine singular. Non-human groups, feminine singular. Where? All over the place. Demonstrative pronouns, adjectives, subject pronouns. And this is a simple li mudiri sharikati. Li, this is the li of possession, just like this one, li men. We explain what mudir is. A sharika is a new word, corporation or company. And this is mubaf and mubaf ilay, which is why a sharika has a kasra at the end. Any questions?
Yes. Let's say it was a male and we say hum rijalu sharikati, still it's going to be, or it's just going to be sharika?
Yes, sharika is independent. That's a very good question. So sharika is like sayara. This word sharika is singular feminine by itself. It's like sayaratu, right? Okay. Yes, so that's good. So then this is a singular and the plural would be sharikat. Yes, that is independent. That's just the word by itself. But the hiya here is referring to buyut, which in its singular form is masculine. But since it's not a human being, once it becomes plural, we use feminine forms to refer to it. That's the only thing that's a little bit confusing about this, is that non-human objects or nouns, we can say, some of them in a singular, some of them are masculine and some of them are feminine, right? In the singular. But once they get into the plural, they're all feminine.
Thank you.
Yes, no, good question. Anyone else, any questions? Can anybody think of an example from the Quran in the very end of the Quran? Talking about like from Al-Asr to the end, to An-Nas.
Example of what?
Of this sort of thing where we have a non-human group being referred to with a feminine pronoun of some type. All right, you can keep thinking about it. Well, I'm not going to spill the beans. We'll get back to it. Good. Next one, we have Brother Muhammad Mu'tas, number 3.
An-najumu jamilatun.
Very good. Excellent work. Translate that for us.
The stars are beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Look at him. He got the easy one. The Sayyid family, subhanAllah. I'm like beating them up over here, and Muhammad Tassim got the easiest one. Yeah, the stars are beautiful. So Nujum is the plural of Nejmun. And so it's a non-human group. And so the appropriate adjective would be jamilatun, which is a singular feminine form. Good. Sister Musarrat, number four, please.
هذه الدروس سهلة.
Very good. Translate that for us.
This lesson is easy.
This lesson?
These lessons are easy.
Oh yeah, see, look. It's tricky because in English, yeah, you're gonna translate it and you think hadihi this. Oh, not here. Hadihi means these in English, but it's simply in the singular feminine form because durus is a non-human group, right? And that is jumla ismiya, mubtada khabar, right? Etc. 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 Good. Number five. Let's go back to the Sayyid family. Dr. Muslim, can you number five?
Fil Hindu lughatu kathiratun.
Very good. What does that mean?
Hindi language is kathiratun. Kathir, depth or something.
Kathir means many, right? Mm. So there are many, we can say literally, in Al-Hind, which is India, there are many languages.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so, good. So if we're going to split it down here, we have...
Fil-Fi, it's there. So.
Yeah, Fil-Hindi, Lughat. Lughat is the plural of lugha, right? Which is singular feminine, no problem. But then this is plural. It's plural and it's not a human being. And so if we want to use an adjective to describe it, we're going to have to use a singular feminine form. That's just that one tamaruta. Lughatun kathiratun. So this is a singular feminine looking adjective next to a plural feminine noun. Yes. And that doesn't violate any rules in Arabic grammar. That agrees because this is not human. Good. Oh, we got another hard one for Sister Syra.
I'm the one that's so weak. Aynal kutabu.
Good.
Jadid al-tu.
Very good. Yeah.
Jadidatun. No, it's
yeah.
You got it.
Hiya fil maktabatu. Maktabatu.
Yep. Hiya fil maktabati. And don't listen to those wrong answers I hear being whispered as. No, I'm just kidding. Because it's fi, right? Fi is the preposition, and so it has to be fil maktabati. Good. Ain al kutubul jadidatu. What do you think that means? Best guess. What's kutub? Let's go one by one. What's kutub?
Say it again.
Oh, books, sorry.
Books, very good. And so ain al kutubul jadidatu would be then what?
Where are the new books?
Exactly. And we use hiya to refer to them because it's a group of non-human objects, and so the answer would be they are where?
On the table.
Yeah, they're on the table, or this could be in the desk, even like having to do depending on the context. Excellent work, good job. Okay, back to Muhammad Muttasim, number seven.
Tilka saru maksuratun.
Good. What's this word right here?
I don't know the meaning of this. I know broken, that is broken. That something is broken.
Very good. Tilka sururu is the plural of sarir. Remember what sarir is? Sarir is a bed.
Bed, okay.
Yeah, so surur is the plural of sarir. Just like kutub is the plural of kitab. So these beds are broken. Here we have a literal translation. Tilka literally means these, right? But since this is a group of non-human objects, then we go to the meksuratun. Right? Singular feminine in form, but plural non-human in meaning. Good. Sister Musarrat, number 8.
As-sa'atul yabaniyatu rakhisatu. The Japanese watch. Rakhisatu.
I don't think we learned that yet, did we?
Oh, this would this be rakhisatun?
Yes, it would.
Oh, okay. I actually didn't say that. Rakhisatun. No, I don't know.
Rakhis is inexpensive, like okay. Cheap, but not in the quality sense, in the in the sense of price. Mm-hmm. That's rakhis. Okay, so let's break this down. Let's go a little in depth. What type of sentence are we dealing with here?
It's a jumla ismiya.
Good, and the two parts of jumla ismiya are what?
A mubtada and khabar, and the mubtada is the Japanese watch, and the khabar is the pricing.
Good. And
the price point.
Yeah, the price point.
I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the I don't know what you call it either.
The reasonableness.
But good. And so what are the what's the grammatical case of the mubtada and the khabar, and what's the sign?
So they are both marfu' and yep. The sign is dhamma.
Yep, good.
And it is I forget what definite is called.
Good. Definite is called ma'rifa.
Ma'rifa.
Yes.
Yeah.
The which one is ma'rifa, the mubtada or the khabar?
Yeah, and the nakira is I'm sorry.
Excellent.
The khabar is nakira.
Fantastic. Which is why it has to be a tanween. Right. Right. Recall, guys, from earlier in the class, if we're trying to find an equivalent meaning to the verb is in Arabic, which it doesn't exist really, it's where it switches in a jumla ismiya from ma'rifa to nakira. This tanween here communicates is cheap, mm-hmm. is cheap. Right. So the switch here, this is ma'rifa because it has alif lam, the Japanese watch. Is cheap. Good. Number 9. Back to the top. Dr. Mason.
هذه الخمر للفلاح.
Good. Well said. Okay. They spot you it here because they didn't teach us this word yet, so don't feel bad. Al-hamir is a donkey. Did they teach us the
not the plural.
They didn't give us the plural. Okay, so this is donkey and donkeys. Okay. And falah, I know that we learned falah, that is a farmer.
Oh.
Right. It's actually a really nice thing because قَدَ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, like falah is like someone who is successful and happy about their success, so you can almost
he reaps the harvest basically.
yeah you can almost imagine
so
someone
the muflihun is the one in Surah Al-Baqarah the muflihun is the one who reaps the harvest of all the good he did.
Allah, may Allah make us from the muflihun, or I should say min al muflihin. Good. Okay, so give a shot at translating this thing, Dr. Mush.
Well, now it's easy.
Alhamdulillah.
These donkeys belong to farmer.
Very good. Belong to the farmer. Excellent. And it's fairly straightforward. Let's see. Yes. The only thing here is hadihi. That's the thing that they're trying to teach us here. Humur, while it's plural in meaning, it's going to have a singular feminine demonstrative pronoun because it is a non-human group. Good. And yes, I heard that whisper in the beginning, Syra, you do have a hard one again. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. This is just the qadr of Allah. Welcome back from vacation. So, do number 10 for us.
Aina kutubu, oh, I'm right here. Aina kutubu kunna ya akhwatu?
Yes, ya akhwatu. Good.
Ya fil fasli.
Fantastic. And I'm going to spot you this because this, I think, we learned when you were away. Kunna is an exclusively feminine possessive pronoun. You're talking about you're all something, but for a group of females. Okay, so with that information at your disposal, try to translate this question.
You're all books, or you guys' books?
Yes. Yeah, it's weird because, yeah, like your English and my English, I think we would just say you guys's or whatever. We wouldn't, you know, have a, we wouldn't distinguish like you're all in the plural, but in Arabic they do. So where are y'all's books? oh, sisters. Yeah. And they want you to pick up here. Yeah, we don't, it's not apparent here, but it pops up here. They want you to pick up the hiya. We say they are in the classroom. Hiya fil fasli. They really want you to just notice that they're using hiya to refer to plural group of non-humans, books. Very good. Similar sort of thing in number 11. Muhammad Mutasim.
Hadhihi kutubi wa tilka kutubu akti.
Very good. Translate that for us.
These books are mine. The ours? No, mine. These books are mine.
Yeah.
And so these and those books are my sister's.
Very good. Sister. Very good. Very literally, those are my sister's books because this is a mudaf mudaf ilayh. But yeah, 100%. 100%. So hadihi, singular feminine, close by for a group of non-humans, kutub. And then tilka, singular feminine as well, but for a group far away, dharika, tilka. So he's distinguishing between a very important thing to do for someone who has a lot of books, to distinguish your books from somebody else's books. Number 12, Sister Musarrat.
هذه مكاتب الطلاب. These are the مكتب is مكتب is table, I think, right?
Here, it could be. Yeah, it could be table.
These are the desks. Oh, sorry, did I say طالبات? I don't know what I said.
No, you said طالبو.
Okay, هذه مكتب الطالب. Yeah.
طالب.
هذه مكتب الطالب.
Yeah, this is مضاف مضاف إليه. Right? Oh,
yeah, correct. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. هذه مكاتب طلاب. Right, so مكاتب is the plural of مكتب.
Oh, I said طالب. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I was more concerned about the ending haraka than I was about the whether it's plural or singular.
Yeah, okay.
More important is that this is a hafiz of kasra because it's the majrur genitive case because this is mudaf mudaf ilay possession. Mm-hmm. Good. So the thing they want you to see is that hadihi refers to a plural non-human group, right? The makatib. And this is a jumla ismiya. So this is the Mubtada over here, just hadihi, makatib al-tullabi is the khabar. Good. And Dr. Muslim, bring us home with number 13.
Fi hadha al-shari'a, shari'u,
fana. What's it going to be? Shari'u, shari'a, shari'i.
Al-shari'i.
Yeah, because the fi, good.
Fanadiqu kabiratun.
Fantastic. And you aren't here for learning fanadiq, I don't think. It's the plural of funduq, which means hotels. Okay. Funduq, one, is a hotel. Fanadiqu is the plural. It's mamnu' min as-sarf, which is why it only has one dhamma. And yeah, it's hotels. So what do we have here? Could you translate that for us?
On this road, there are big hotels are big or bigger. Yes,
there are big hotels. Fantastic. Very good. If you have a shari, and notice here, they want you to just notice one little thing. Shari is masculine singular because here this is masculine singular, right? Not every non-human noun has to be with a singular feminine form. It's just when it's in the plural, right? So they have that here. But later in the sentence, fanadiq is a group of non-human nouns. And so it has kabiratun instead of kabirun, or instead of kibarun. Like if it were a group of people, it would be rijalun, kibarun. And here it's fanadiqu kabiratun. Good stuff. Anyone, any questions?
Yeah, this word shari, is it the same as sharia or is that something else?
Yeah, that's the same root, shara'a.
The same root, but not the same form.
Okay. No, it's not.
Oh, because there's an extra ya, shari.
Yes.
Okay.
But the root is still the same. I need to look up what is the root of shara'a. I don't know off the top of my head. I know that I'm pretty sure the root has to do with tariq, like a path. But I'm sure there's an interesting thing. So you guys will learn once we get in a little bit further. If you take our standard word here, fa'ala, okay? There's more than one way to make a ism fa'il, to make a doer. Right, so one of the ways is fa'il. That's the easy way. Everybody knows that. Okay, but there's sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you can make it with fa'il. Right, and this happens with a lot of Allah's names. Rahim. Right, Khabir. Alim. Right, we have Alimul Ghaib. That's one of Allah's names. And then we have Alim. They're both the doer, right? They're just different phonetic patterns. So shari', shari'a, something like that is going on there. Off the top of my head, I don't know because I need to look into it, but good. Oh boy. That takes us to the end of class. I will assign for homework this number one for you to write down in your notebooks, because honestly, these types of reading comprehension questions aren't the most useful to do in class time. But if you were to take pen to paper and answer these questions from the above, not really dialogue, but from what we did today, it would benefit you a great deal. أين الكتب الجديدة؟ Right, and then you have to try to respond and write the answer in Arabic using the proper singular feminine forms when necessary. لمن هذه البيوت بيوت الكبيرة؟ Right, so I would suggest that be for homework, and then we're going to come to exercise 2 together next class, inshallah ta'ala. Anyone have any questions before we depart?
I just didn't understand what we were looking for in Juzamna.
I was looking for a non-human group that is referred to with some type of feminine singular form, whether it was a subject pronoun, whether it was an object pronoun, a possessive pronoun. Maybe that can be homework too. So we'll come back together, inshallah ta'ala, on Wednesday.
I don't actually understand the question. Sorry. What's that? I just don't understand the question.
Okay, the question is the whole lesson here, we're dealing with non-human groups of nouns, right? Buyut,
abwab. So inanimate nouns. So we should find in Juzama an inanimate noun that is used with a singular.
When we have non-human nouns, a group of non-human nouns, They're referred to as singular feminine pronouns,
right.
Whether it's a demonstrative pronoun, havihi or tilka, yes. Whether it is a subject pronoun, hiya, whether mm-hmm. it is a possessive pronoun, ha, mm-hmm. right, or even an object pronoun, ha. We're yes. using singular feminine forms to refer to non-human groups. Mm-hmm. Okay. Find an example from Juz Amma for homework of this sort of thing going on, whether it's hiya, whether it's hadihi, whether it's tilka, whether it's ha, in something that's not referring to a singular feminine object.
Like tilka rusul? Is it like tilka rusul?
Like tilka rusul, yep, that would be an example.
Tilka ayatullahi natruha alayka bilhaq?
Yes, those sorts of things. Yeah.
Okay,
but everybody try to get.
Basically. Okay.
Yeah, there you go, you got it.
Okay,
okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Okay, mashallah. Thank you, everybody, for your work. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.